With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Songbirds such as reed warblers don't have smartphones as we do to help us find our way home. So how do they know when they get back? Quantum biology has introduced us to magnetic compasses in birds that work with Earth's magnetic field to give them directions for travel. But is there another factor that leads them home? Anushka Handa spoke to Joe Wynn to find out more.
1% left on my phone. No. Phone's dead. Maps is dead. How on earth do I get home? I wouldn't have to worry about this as a songbird. The Earth's magnetic field is key to guiding birds on their journey, but it changes year by year. So how do reed warblers, a type of songbird, know exactly where to fly home to? If the magnetic field changes year on year, surely they'd also get lost, like me. A study involving 80 years' worth of data on travel of reed warblers has given us an inclination of how these birds find their way home. Joe Wynn tells us more.
We found that birds pay attention to something called inclination. Magnetic inclination is the angle between the Earth's magnetic field and the Earth's surface. And this is one of a number of cues that can be extracted from the Earth's magnetic field.
What the magnetic inclination acts essentially as a stop sign for these birds. Is that right?
Yes. I mean, the big problem with using a single cue is that there are lots of places on Earth with the same magnetic inclination value. In the case of inclination specifically, then because it varies with latitude, all the points on the same latitude have more or less the same inclination. And so the question we had when we found that birds seem to be following inclination was, well, they have to use something else, surely. Birds would be travelling along an already determined direction. They probably would inherit it genetically. They would be travelling in this direction and they would wait until they hit the magnetic inclination value that they thought represented their home, and then they stop.
The inclination is the same in different areas of the Earth. And how do they know that this is the place that's home and not on the other side of the world that has exactly the same inclination?
I kind of like to think about this a little bit like those little cars that you have as a kid. You sort of wind them back and then you release them. And so the reed warbler is a little bit like the small car in the sense that when it's released, it travels in a straight line. And I kind of imagine the inclination a little bit like a sort of brick wall. The little car hits the wall and then it stops. And in the same way, the reed warblers travel in a straight line until they encounter the inclination that they think represents their breeding site, and then they stop. We understand very well that songbirds probably inherit the direction that they go in when they leave the nest for the first time and they're going south. And so it's not unreasonable to suggest that such a mechanism might also help them on return migration. But it's obviously very hard to say with the data that we've got.
Are there any other animals that have these magnetic compasses and can find their way home using the Earth's magnetic field?
There's some good evidence for the use of magnetic sensitivity in sea turtles. Sea turtles use the Earth's magnetic field to remember where to return to. And there's similarly some pretty good evidence in salmon for the use of magnetoreception in order to find where they spawned.
Now, if only Nemo was a salmon, he'd have no problem getting home. That was Anushka Handa speaking with Joe Wynn. The paper was published earlier this week in Science.